This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chuku. In Kerala, death toll in the massive landslide that devastated Wayanad yesterday has reached 165. Relief and rescue operations are in full swing. A massive search operation is underway, led by the Army, Navy, Air Force, NDRF and other agencies in the affected area. Kerala Governor Arif Mohammed Khan and Goa Governor P.S. Sridharan Pillai visited Wayanad today. The rescue teams are retrieving more bodies from the sites today. Death toll is likely to rise as over 100 people are missing and several bodies are reported to be lying buried beneath the debris. 186 persons are undergoing treatment in various hospitals. Over 3,000 people are there in various relief camps in Wayanad alone. The state government informed that the public to avoid unnecessary visits to the disaster area of Wayanad. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan is holding high-level meeting today, taking stock of the situation. The Lok Sabha today resumed discussion on the demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Railways for 2024-25. Participating in the discussion, T.M. Selvaganapati of DMK accused the government for giving less allocation for the railways projects in Tamil Nadu. He also accused the government of neglecting the state. He raised the issue of safety of railways and higher operational cost. Dilip Saikia of BJP said the country is witnessing the positive effects of works done to build a robust railways infrastructure. Government today asserted that the bullet train project is moving on fast track. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha during question hour today, Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw said, for the first time in the country, a 21-kilometre long tunnel is being constructed 30 metres under the sea as part of the project. He said 320 kilometers of the foundation work of the project has been completed and many initiatives are taking place under the Atmanirbhar Bharat campaign. Minister for Communications Jyotiraditya Sindhya has said that 5G spectrum auction 2023-24 has brought in a revenue of over 11,340 crore rupees to the government exchequer. In a reply in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Sindhya said spectrum auction 2023-24 was primarily conducted to maintain continuity of services by giving opportunity to telecom service providers to replenish the spectrum which was expiring this year and to incrementally augment the existing mobile services. He said the auction started on the 25th of June and concluded on the 26th of June, after 7 rounds of bidding. The Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidheyak 2024 was introduced in the Lok Sabha today by the Union Civil Aviation Minister Kinjarapu Rammohan Naidu. While introducing the bill, the minister said, Aircraft Act was established in 1934 and a lot of amendments have been made over the years. He said the amendments were incorporated in the Act in bits and pieces. He said this has created confusion in the Act. He said the Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidheyak has been brought to clear out the confusion. The Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidheyak empowers the central government to make rules regulating the design, manufacture, maintenance and possession, use, operation, sale, export or import of any aircraft or class of aircraft and for securing the safety of aircraft operations. Former Union Health Secretary and 1983 batch IAS officer Preeti Sudan has been appointed as the chairperson of the Union Public Service Commission. President Draupadi Murmu has approved the appointment of Ms. Sudan. She will take charge on the 1st of August. Ms. Sudan will succeed Dr. Manoj Soni, who resigned earlier this month before the end of his tenure. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.